From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah Governor Gary Herbert has declared a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus. Though no one has knowingly contracted the virus here yet, the governor says their main focus is preparing for its arrival. State health officials are encouraging the public to wash their hands more often and take other precautions to prevent its spread. The Utah Department of Environmental Quality has said there is no need to stock up on a surplus of bottled water, since public drinking water systems can protect against waterborne viral infections, including coronavirus. This week, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints clarified that gay students on Brigham Young University campuses are not permitted to date. And in response, LGBT students and allies held a protest outside LDS Church headquarters today. KUER's Lee Hale has more.
Last month, it seemed a change to the BYU Honor Code would allow gay students to show affection, hold hands, and kiss. But a statement this week clearly stated that is not the case.
The back and forth just feels irresponsible and so dismissive, you know, of what so many people are going through.
Anna Wright is a junior at BYU. She says LGBT students should be held to the same dating standards as their straight peers. So students brought their frustrations to church headquarters in downtown Salt Lake City. Jordan Jackson, a BYU graduate student, helped organize the protest and says they have a clear message for top church leaders.
We want to go back to where we were 2 weeks ago when the homosexuality clause was erased from the honor code.
And Jackson says it's important to hold space for LGBT students to express their anger and sadness openly during a time when many feel betrayed and confused. Lee Hale, KUER News.
Conviction integrity units have been popping up in prosecutors' offices across the country, like in California and even in Salt Lake County. Today, an effort to bring more of them to Utah made it out of a House committee. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
The integrity units review convictions for new or non-disclosed evidence and can recommend that prosecutors try to vacate the conviction or modify the sentence. Republican Representative Marsha Judkins is sponsoring a bill that encourages prosecutors' offices throughout the state to create their own units and gives them guidelines on how to approach the process. Judkins says her bill gives prosecutors the authority and obligation to correct mistaken convictions if
how the conviction came about is so fundamentally flawed that neither the courts nor the public nor we who write the laws can be confident the right person was convicted of the right crime and for the right reasons.
But Andrew Peterson with the Utah Attorney General's office says, although they support the idea in concept,
the standard for relief is too low that a prosecutor can set aside a conviction based on quote unquote integrity, something that calls the integrity of a conviction into question rather than the legality of a conviction.
The bill now heads to the House floor. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Pornographic materials may soon be required to have a visible warning label under a bill that passed in both Utah's House and Senate. KUER's Jessica Lowell reports on the impacts the bill could have on free speech.
Exposing minors to obscene material may damage or negatively impact minors. That's the warning that all digital or print pornographic materials would be required to have. If it doesn't have a label, then the distributor could be fined up to $2,500. Republican Senator Todd Weiler says this bill would not infringe on First Amendment rights.
The content can still be viewed. Just like before you open a pack of cigarettes, there's a warning on the side, you can still smoke the cigarettes.
But Democratic Senator Derek Kitchen says the bill would close the door on having conversations about sex.
It continues this culture of sexual repression, and it pushes our communities into a corner where we're unable to talk about sex and healthy sexual lifestyles in a productive manner.
The bill's next stop is the governor's desk. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
The Navajo Nation is in the final stages of a deal with Los Angeles to provide it with clean energy. The Navajo Generating Station, once one of the largest coal plants in the West, shut down in November, taking with it nearly $30 million in yearly revenue and hundreds of jobs for tribal members. Navajo President Jonathan Nez says now the plan is to replace the station with solar, wind, and hydropower production.
There's a demand by the public to be better stewards of the land. And what better partnership is to partner up with indigenous tribes.
Officials in Los Angeles are currently reviewing the proposal and are expected to make a final decision by the end of the month. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.